Welcome to Variant Frequencies. Month to month, our podcast brings you fiction stories from a different channel. Sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and some odd bands in between. Visit us at www.variantfrequencies.com.
Hello, I'm Rick Stringer. Okay, so here is the full version of Hit Me by Krista Faust. We hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm the guy you've heard from exactly once before. I'm Matt Wallace, but I'm not here to make any big announcements. Instead, I'm here to introduce a very special guest author that we're welcoming here on Variant Frequencies. It's Krista Faust, one of my absolute favorites. She wrote the novel Hood Town, which is the greatest book in the history of anything, basically. Krista is also a veteran media tie-in writer. She's written novelizations for everything from Nightmare on Elm Street to Friday the 13th to The Twilight Zone to a little internet phenomenon you might remember called Snakes on a Plane. Yeah, I know, but the book was actually really good. She's also the first female author ever to be signed to Hard Case Crime, the preeminent crime fiction publisher. She has a new novel that just came out called Money Shot from Hard Case Crime that she's currently out there promoting, and we're happy to give her a little help in that respect. If you're a fan of modern-day noir or crime fiction, you should definitely check out Krista's work, and you should definitely help support her by purchasing Money Shot. Now, the story we have for you tonight is a little piece that originally ran in DC Allen's Muzzle Flash. It's called Hit Me. It's narrated by the luminous Leanne Mabry from the Tag of the Scene podcast, who you've heard on Variant Frequencies before. And this one is for adults only. So be forewarned. You can learn more about Krista by checking out KristaFaust.com. And you can also follow her blog. That's FaustFatale.livejournal.com. I also highly recommend looking up Hood Town and its publisher From Parts Unknown Publications at FromPartsUnknown.com. It's also available on Amazon, as is Money Shot. We hope you enjoy this short, sharp blast of Krista's fiction, and we hope it will whet your appetite for more. Thank you.
Hit me. Spanking is cheap. You want to hit me in the face? It's $50 more. $100 if you want to use a closed fist. That's not even counting the fees for marks. I charge a flat rate for parts of my body that can be covered by clothing. Double for my face, neck, and hands. When I say marks, I'm talking bruises, contusions, hematomas, burns, cuts, welts, ligature marks, or any other visible injury that will take more than 6 hours to heal. Try something you haven't paid for. My guard dog will show up and treat you to a little non-consensual role reversal. Don't like it? You can go try your luck with the goth Barbies in trendy nightclubs. Bottom line, you get what you pay for. I never actually sat down with a calculator, but in retrospect, I guess 800 grand is a pretty fair price for a gunshot wound. Mr. Tack had always been one of my best customers. He was some kind of Asian, but wouldn't tell me where he was from. His English was almost perfect, just a little mushy around the R's. He was the kind of guy who always needed something to do with his hands. When he wasn't using them to rough me up, he would fidget compulsively with a deck of cards. A complex, mesmerizing shuffle and slide that drew your eyes down to his hands away from his angular, acne-scarred face. He and I were almost exactly the same size, but he was strong, wiry, and jacked up like Bruce Lee back in the day. He threw me around like I was nothing. And remember who's talking here. I get hit for a living. He booked me once every 3 months like clockwork. He was a big tipper too. Even had a credit card on file with my dentist. He didn't just pay for teeth he knocked out. He paid for cleanings and checkups too. I'm pretty sure that Mr. Tack wasn't his real name, but that's what he told me to call him. What do I care? Filthy fucking horror isn't my real name either. Mr. Tack's scenario was real simple. It was the same every time and went like this. He walks in, and I'm on my knees. I'm naked except for stockings and heels. He likes me to be crying a little already. When I see him, I'm supposed to throw myself at his feet and tell him how I'm sorry I have been sleeping with another man. He lets me know that I'm not nearly as sorry now as I will be when he's done with me. From there, it's the usual drill. He pays for fists and makes me earn every penny. That night, I could tell something was wrong as soon as I walked in the door. He was antsy, eyes all over the empty waiting room, and the endless whispering flows of cards between his scarred hands was jerky and awkward. I watched him in the monitor in the security room as he fumbled, dropped a card, and then quickly stooped to retrieve it, looking over his shoulder to see if anyone was watching. Danny, that's my guard dog. He shot me this look like he was asking me if I was sure I wanted to go through with this. I gave him one back to let him know that I was. I guess I should have known something was up, but it was Mr. Tack. I trusted him. Even liked him a little. As much as it's possible to like a guy who pays to beat the shit out of me. I could see that Danny was less than thrilled about it. See, Danny was really in love with me. He worried. I knew he went home at night and jacked off the fantasies of rescuing me and taking me away from all of this. I let him. That hopeless kind of love made him a really good guard dog. What happened next happened so fast, I'm still not sure exactly how it went. I went into the playroom and Mr. Tack was there. He wasn't alone. There was another guy. The other guy had a gun. That's pretty much the only thing about him that I remember. "Fuck you," Mr. Tack said to the guy with the gun. Then several things happened at once. Danny came screaming through the door. Mr. Tack clutched his briefcase to his chest. The guy with the gun used it. I hit the deck, covering my head with my arms. On the way down, a bullet slammed into my left calf. It hurt, but I didn't scream. I never scream unless the client requests it. There was noise and more shots, and then long, ringing silence. When nothing happened for several minutes, I looked up through my fingers. Danny was dead. So was Mr. Tack. The guy who used to have the gun didn't have it anymore. He was on the floor trying to reach the gun with one hand, but he couldn't seem to make his fingers work right. There wasn't as much blood as you'd think. Mr. Tack's briefcase was open on the ground. It was full of money. Of course I took it. The way I see it, I earned it. I still feel bad about Danny, though. Maybe I should have fucked him after all.
Thank you for listening to Hit Me by Krista Faust, narrated by Leanne Mabry. We will have more information about them in our show notes and on our MySpace and LiveJournal pages. To find out more about Variant Frequencies, please go to our website at www.variantfrequencies.com. If you like Variant Frequencies, tell your friends about us. Thank you. From the Variant Frequencies team, Matt Wallace, Ann Stringer, and Rick Stringer.
Okay, toothpaste, toilet paper, razors, tampons.
Excuse me, love, can I talk to you for a minute?
Okay.
Did you know that exercise and tight-fitting clothes can cause feminine itching odor?
No thanks.
Excuse me, ma'am. How'd you like to know the exact moment you're knocked up? You know, that there science is getting close.
Sounds kind of scary, actually. Oh, God.
Let me ask you a question. Does your pad ever feel moist and sticky?
Holy crap, no!
But it has
Visit TagInTheSteam.com, a podcast for real women.